25 years of memory squeezed into a couple of segments of content. Seems legit. It's another Silver Anniversary Roundtable on Sports Radio 1310 and 96.7 FM, The Tip.
Birdhouse, 11:30, get your tweets in. At Norm's Clubhouse. At Norm's Clubhouse. Sports, travel, lifestyle, entertainment tweets, 11:30 for the Birdhouse. That upper deck of upside down. Split the
family in two. Damn near got me beat. All right, it's here. The Ticket's 25th anniversary. We have a special round table in studio with us right now. It's Bob.
Hey,
from
now.
The Bob and Dan Show on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket, noon to 3.
Hey, guys.
Good to see you, man. It's been a while.
It's great to see you. You especially, Donovan. No offense to anyone else, but we had some moments last night.
Yes, we did. We have Dan from that Bob and Dan Show, noon to 3, Sports Radio 1310 and 96.7 FM, The Ticket.
Hello, fellow midday people.
Hey, how are you?
It is my goal today to say something cool and witty and insightful and make the promo, because they make promos out of these segments.
Right.
So
right.
I want to make the promo. I want to have like at least 3 seconds in the promo.
Well, count down.
Like, oh, wow.
When
cool.
You make a really, really good point, just count it down.
You know,
and
I
then
think
you'll be there.
I think ticket promos are the best.
Yeah.
You just can't. Are you trying to make a promo now?
Of all the stations.
Three, two, one. I love the back sell that we do.
Of all the stations in the city, nobody does better promos than the ticket.
Are they rehearsing?
Boy,
for a
they
promo
are.
We're trying to make the promo.
Is that what they're doing?
Because
here?
That's good pub. Then they play that promo during drive time, and then people are like, oh, look at them. Who are they? And then someone driving from New mm-hmm. York will be listening, and they'll be like, oh, my gosh, we're going to hire them.
You know, cause
that's our goal, is to work in New York.
Norm, nothing is more compelling than a message that asks you to listen to a radio station when you're already listening to the radio station
right.
to hear the message.
No truer words were ever spoken. The ticket does great promos.
Well, he's
look
in
at just
house.
Stealing our bit.
So
just blatantly
grief.
Stealing the bit.
And they'll put him on because it's
yeah.
Norm.
Oh, look. Yeah. Hall of Famer Norm Hitchens.
Texas Radio Hall of Famer.
25 years, baby.
And
what are you doing?
Mike's trying to get in also. I love the ticket.
I'll tell you what. The management here is unbelievable.
Oh, my gosh. Okay, now you're stepping in.
You do know.
Yeah, but he
do,
made the promo.
Yeah, he did.
You do know the promo has not yet been cut because the person who will be the centerpiece of the promo has yet to join in on this.
Yes, she has. And she is in studio with us. That is one Twiggy, my wife.
Woo!
Good morning, Twig.
You have a wife?
Did I tell you good morning when we woke up this morning?
No, you didn't.
Okay, you're going to have to speak
my
up.
My wife.
Don't, okay.
I say, don't.
There
don't,
she is.
I was doing Borat.
Be shame and all no, that.
I thought it was Borat.
I tell her all the time, it's funny that we can have conversations in different rooms at the house. But when she gets in front of a microphone, she wants to act shy. You are not shy at all. Say good morning again. Please.
Why are you yelling
please.
At me? Good morning. Good
there
morning.
You go.
Why
there
are you yelling at her? Come on. Right. I would never yell at you, Twiggy, if you were mine.
Twiggy.
I treat you like the angel you are.
It's the 25th anniversary roundtable. And, of course, if Twig is in studio, the subject is the Upper Decker. You heard the song from
I'm sorry, Twiggy.
Ticket Stock. And, okay, this is where we're going to start.
I don't think I've ever apologized to you for this.
You did.
Because
you
Bob
did.
Should apologize because
he
he's
should.
The one that brought this up to the show. He was watching a reality show, a UFC reality show. What's the name of that? Do you remember?
The Ultimate Fighter.
Okay, Ultimate Fighter. He's watching this reality show, and I believe you did bring the audio in, them talking about an Upper Decker.
Yes, yes. They were drunk, and they were MMA fighters. And so those two things already don't mix. And so when MMA fighters are drunk and locked in a house, they start to look for hijinks and tomfoolery to prank each other.
And ticket people would never do that.
Well, ticket people would do it, but I don't think we've ever conceived of anything so foul and filthy. And so it took the mixed martial artists to do this for us. And one of them pranked another, and I thought this is so over the top. I have to tell you guys about it. Now, in my defense, there's a difference between telling somebody about something and then thinking they're going to do it. So I would just say, I'm the messenger here, Twiggy. Merely the messenger.
Like, we never sat with Donovan and said, hey, here's a good bit idea. Go
if you want to get ahead in life, here's what you should do.
Donovan just walked in out of the blue and said, hey, guys, I did something.
Okay, so if I'm sitting at the bar and you just continuously feed me shots, shot after shot after shot after shot, and I walk out and something happens.
Right.
I'm thinking you may have something to blame, some of the blame, because you kept feeding me the shots.
I guess that's fair. Yeah. I guess that's fair, but I never, when I brought this audio in, did I think I was doing anything other than bringing in audio for a radio station to play, you know, because we play audio.
But what's even worse is I think I blame Dan more than Bob, because I thought it was Dan's idea, that Dan planted this seed into his head. So I've been really mad. I, you know, over the years have calmed down, but I was really madder at
you should
Dan
be.
Than Bob.
No, Dan.
That's sad.
Dan's far more likely to be up to no good.
Exactly.
I have a problem with watching too much UFC programming, and this is where it really bit me. They're bad influences in my life.
Bob, for the people who did not hear this when it first aired, can you, as with genteel speech.
No, it's impossible.
Exactly.
There's
the
no
kind of
gentle way to explain an upper
well
decker.
Then, well, then tell us what it was.
Okay.
It's kind of a funny bit if you are in a group or a house full of UFC guys.
Tell us.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
A frat house. Just something in college.
Right.
You just
right.
picture this with what you're about to hear. It's fine for, it's something you shake your head at and go, 18-year-olds.
Exactly.
Or whatever.
Right, right.
Not a guy who's been married for 15 years
not
or whatever it was.
Not a grown man.
A grown man, a professional.
Yeah.
Professional?
Yeah, and just a buttoned-up type.
Yeah, you've been honored as like a top professional.
Oh, yeah.
Please. Now, it's funny because
Professional Magazine.
It's funny you said that because I think Twig did have her angst toward Dan.
Mm-hmm.
And this is how Bob has survived throughout all these years. And I just think about the whole golf cart situation that we had before.
Yeah.
As Bob is blaring this vulgar rap music, we're
right.
in the car together. We drive up to a group of people. Who do they automatically blame for this vulgar rap music?
The black guy.
Me. And
I mean,
it's Bob's
it was
playlist.
Thank yeah. you for getting to the bottom line then, quickly there.
There's no way this guy listens to
and
rap.
And they're staring at me because all these bombs are happening, and it's Bob. So that's the same thing Bob
really
brought his audio
it
up.
Actually
I blame
was,
Bob. I blame Dan this whole time, and it's been Bob.
It actually was Kanye and Nicki Minaj. But really, I mean, it was more put on Donovan.
All right, if you don't know what an upper decker is, it's when someone goes number two in the top tank to when someone flushes it, the number two exits the top tank and rolls into the bottom.
That's just the worst idea
rolls
ever.
Into the
it's like you put that the blue, you ever put a blue tablet in there and then
the
it
tidy
will,
bowl.
It'll
yeah.
rush all the nice blue clean water, you know, it's great.
Blue.
Now the only
I love that bit. It wasn't blue, huh?
No.
So you're asking why do you have to even differentiate the upper part of the toilet from the lower part of the toilet? Because certainly no one has ever hopped all the way up on top of their toilet, removed that ceramic lid.
Yeah,
or,
what a beating that is.
Whatever wow, that is.
That's I mean, one motion.
It's and just, then
they have to
squat.
Balance somehow.
A grown man hanging his on top of a toilet.
All right, so
just a horrible.
And the
thing.
Only so Bob brought in that audio, and the bit that we were doing on Bad Radio was a Christmas gift to the P1s, and you could do anything. And I don't remember what everyone else did. I don't know if it was a song or people wrote songs. I have no idea what everyone else did as a Christmas gift for the P1 at that particular time.
Yeah.
But Bob brought this audio up and, you know, we have fun with each other all the time. So I thought it would be.
So we do.
Yeah. I mean, hey, look at us. We're laughing. All
yeah.
the
Hold
time.
On. 3, 2, 1. We love having fun.
Nice.
Nice. That's
you know, the ticket
the
is about fun. That's really what it is. It's an escape
it
from your life.
Mike?
25 years of fun.
Whatever.
There's going to be so many promos, right? I see. So, yeah, we had a Christmas gift for the P1, and I thought, man, I heard this audio. I had no idea what to do. How about we do this, and it'll be funny, and everyone will have a good laugh. So that was my thought process as far as having a giving a Christmas gift to the P1s that keep on giving and giving, surely at my wife's expense.
So you wish to then duplicate this?
Yes.
As a ticket trick?
Sure.
At your own home?
I'd like to hear execution. Not too specific or graphic, but what toilet did you decide on? Timing wise, was Twiggy out of the house?
The master bathroom.
Yeah, it was the master.
Oh man! Oh.
So she was at work?
No. It was a weekend. Was it a weekend?
Yeah, it was a weekend.
Okay, so yeah.
Okay,
no.
And you went in there and as they said, lifted the ceramic, lifted anything off the back of the toilet, lifted the ceramic thing quietly.
It's really weird because I knew I didn't want it to marinate in there for ever. And we don't have, you know, we're not the dog, so we don't have set schedules as far as when you go to the bathroom. Mm-hmm. So it was pretty much trying to realize the timing.
Nature notifies
of
you.
Everything mm-hmm. to see how we're going to get it going. And there was a little, we got a gift of a toilet paper holder. And, like, it was all nice and decorated and all that. You lift the lid, you could put, like, three rolls of toilet paper in there. So when you need one, you just reach and get it. That's where I put the microphone. And the toilet paper holder that was right by the toilet.
Did you hover or was there any weight?
No, you pretty much wait until you know you have to roll out because you don't want to just sit there. I didn't have.
No, I mean, like when you're
getting a magazine.
There.
Yeah, I didn't want to bring a newspaper in or anything and just read. You just, all right, this is the time, and you.
So you've been thinking about it all weekend, like you're planning it,
and I'm saying, that's the
like an engagement.
That's the dumbest thing I would
drinking
ever do.
Coffee.
So I talked myself in and out of it about 40 times. Like, okay, no way, that's ridiculous. And then, okay, I'll do it. Then, no. Then, okay, yeah, I'll do it. And then you get the stomach ache. It's like, okay, all right, it's time to go. And then you go,
no.
I can't. There's no way I could do that. I can pull it off.
And so, no chance she'd walk in and see this?
That would have been a different story.
Yeah, no, I don't think.
But if he's in there, you don't go in there.
You had it barricaded.
No.
You have a closed door policy? Because on our show, we've had various people with different policies.
We don't have a closed door policy, but when that's happening, you try to avoid. Yeah, yeah. Yeah. Unless it's a true emergency, there's no way you're going to walk in there because, it's pretty bad. All right, so when we come back, we will hear the freak out.
And then apologize for it.
I've been doing that, and I will do that for my entire life. But we will hear Twig freaking out and her thought process on what the hell was going on. That's next. It's our 25th anniversary roundtable with Bob, Dan, Twiggy. We are dissecting the Upper Decker. That's next on The Invasion on The Ticket. 25th anniversary roundtable. We have Bob, Dan, Twig in studio. We're talking Upper Decker now. We talked the premise and where I got the idea. It was a Christmas gift for the P1s the year we did it.
Sorry.
Yes, Bob. Bob brought in the audio from the Ultimate Fighter reality show. So now let's get into it. It happens. I am as nervous as I've ever been because I realized that Twig is rolling to the back to go to the bathroom.
So
very
this is
reasonable
it.
Idea there.
So again, though, if you're just tuning in, Donovan stood up, took his pants off, went potty number two in the upper tank part of a...
in my own house, in the master bedroom.
Of a bathroom, of a toilet. Put the thing back on.
Very upsetting, Tweety.
Must have had to waddle his way down the hall to go wipe and clean up.
That's why you, that's
or
why
whatever.
You take your clothes off,
in
buddy.
The next, the other bathroom, because you couldn't flush it.
Yeah, that's why.
If you flushed it, it would become all brown, and that's the prank.
Straight in the shower.
So now you go waddle, you clean up, you do whatever. Now you're just sitting and waiting.
For her to go to the bathroom.
When is she going to trip the wire?
Yes.
So then she does go to the bathroom.
Yes.
You had a tape recorder in there rolling the whole time?
Whole time.
And so this is what happened after she went, she flushed, and now she's noticing something.
What in the world is that?
What?
What is this? Something is wrong with the toilet. What is?
What's wrong?
It's like something brown in there. What is that?
It looks like crab.
I'm trying to sound so innocent.
What in the world?
Did you just crap?
No, I just took a pee. Thank you very much. God. What is that?
It might be an upper deck.
I'm not going to leave a twist.
Upper Decker got clipped a little there. This is audio from our show in 2010 when you were playing it. So just because we're The Ticket, we don't have the original audio.
Of course not, yeah.
But we have the clip.
A Cumulus Station.
We have it from when you were presenting it to us, so you might hear Tom laughing or something like that.
Before we go any further, can I just say how innocent he tried to sound like, I'm in the wrong here that I flushed the toilet and now there's something coming out of it. So it's like, this was all my fault.
Can I ask you if that's given you
victim blaming?
Yeah.
That's given you a different perspective the last 9 years. Anytime he says something that sounds that innocent, are you more and more suspicious of him?
Yes, I am. Yes. Lesson learned.
I can tell her she looks great today and she thinks I have a motive. What happened? What's going on?
But of all the possibilities of pranks, this is not crossing your mind in that setting that you're being pranked like that.
No, of course not.
Can I?
Again, your 18-year-old buddy?
Right.
Yeah, maybe.
In the dorm, maybe.
A 30-some-year-old man?
Your wife? Yeah.
Can I ask something about toilet technology? How...
He's trying to make
okay,
a promo.
From the top of the...
He's good.
From the top of the
Hall
whatever,
of Famer.
Okay?
Okay.
Into the bowl.
Right.
Is the opening large enough for that transference to happen?
It's according to how the transference is.
Mostly made for water.
Yeah, do you throw a strike or do you rattle it against the walls?
All right, so you heard her discover it.
This shouldn't be on the air.
Oh, you're the best, dude. That's promo right there. If that's not in the promo, then I don't know what needs to,
Mike's
what
on
needs
the list
to happen.
No.
Oh, he's great.
So you heard her discover it?
Man, people do, and
she's now discussing with Donovan, and he's describing what it is. And as she's going to come to a realization, will she say, "Hey,
hey,
you got me. Great prank.
Yeah, let's go down the choice.
Let's high five. Let's have some makeup sex
here." Yeah, yeah. Or did she laugh? Did
will
she
this go in a
say,
different
you know,
direction?
You know what? Let's make some cocktails and enjoy this on the patio as we just laugh about what just happened.
Call our friends.
Right.
Here's what happened.
What? Upper Decker.
What is Upper Decker?
You never heard of that before?
No. What's Upper Decker?
Well, maybe somebody took the top off the thing and took a crap in there. So
okay,
somebody...
Donald, who would be that stupid to take a crap in?
It's just a...
Okay, Donald. Okay, wait a minute. I know good and damn well.
Can you pause it for a second? Okay. I was surprised it worked.
We can tell.
Like, seriously. I didn't think anything like that would work.
Gosh, you hit a dead end so quickly.
Maybe somebody.
It's two people in the house. Someone, it's maybe somebody.
Someone broke in and did this.
Your thought never came to the fact that maybe it was Wink?
No.
Okay.
So I'm like, okay, I was just so shocked that it worked, and that's what I was rolling on, and I guess that's... She doesn't care about the execution. I was pretty proud that it worked. Mm-hmm.
Right.
And I didn't think it was, because if it didn't, like then not only am I going to have to clean it up, it didn't work, and I'm going to have to think of something else.
Yeah, like you were doing like Mythbusters.
Right.
You were trying to see, does this
yes,
stunt actually
and
work?
It did. Go ahead, Dan.
Okay, Donald. Okay, wait a minute. I know good and damn well you did not. Okay, it's two people in this house, me and you. And we. I know neither one of us took it. Diamond,
huh?
I know you did not take a crap in the top of the toilet.
This is the joke. This is the
secret. Are you crazy? You have been around them damn white people too damn long. I cannot believe you took a in the toilet.
Top of the toilet.
Okay, but still, you hiked your ass up on top of the toilet and took a crap.
It's funny.
Oh, see, that is okay. So... Okay, have the fun.
It worked.
That is like unsanitary. That's stupid.
But it worked.
And you laughed
it worked.
That is some nasty I cannot believe you hiked your ass up there and took a crap.
But it worked. I didn't think it was going
to
work.
You need to come back into Black People Land and stop hanging your ass over on top of the car.
Okay, it pause worked. It right there.
What is your impression of white people?
Yeah.
An Upper Decker.
That isn't normally happening.
And you're saying in Black people land, this would not occur.
No,
it would not never happen.
There's got to be 97% white people land in Upper Decker history.
Boy, I think,
yeah, but
I'm
it's so rare.
You in the numbers.
Yes.
I feel like that's a racial attack.
It's like,
well, call it what you want to, but.
It's like no hitters. They don't happen all the time with white people. They just, you know, they happen a few times.
You know, Donnie, just a thought from years of marriage. After you say it worked about six times and it makes no impression, I'd have gone to another line.
Well, that's the one thing that just surprised me so much. It worked.
And boy, the disappointment in her voice when she said Donovan.
I know. Oh. I know. That really hit me pretty hard, but I was doing the show for the P1, so I blame them and I blame Bob.
Well, don't blame me, but yeah. I really like the What, you've never heard of an Upper Decker before?
Because like I was supposed to know that.
I had only heard it like a week earlier, though. I don't know how early
well,
it was.
What kind of human are you? If you...
He's fluent in Upper Decker.
All right, she's rounding third and heading for home.
All right.
Okay. But it worked. I don't think it was going
to
work.
You need to come back into Black People Land and stop hanging your ass over on top of a toilet.
It works.
You know what? I don't know how you going to get that out of there, but your ass going to clean that up.
It works.
I am not cleaning that up.
And I think right after that, she threw something at you.
She did, yeah.
He better be glad I didn't jump on him, because that's what I wanted to do.
How was the makeup sex that night?
Yeah.
Oh, there was no sex going on that night and a few nights after.
So it was, I will thoroughly admit that it's the most disgusting thing ever.
Yeah.
And I did have to clean up after myself in my own master bedroom. That's the thought process that I didn't.
Yeah,
I didn't
how do you clean that? Because now it's all
it's
broken up and it's, okay.
And it's
keep
mainly,
flushing.
It's mainly just to keep flushing a lot until you see a lot of clear. And, you know, you have to, you know, put chemicals maybe at the top to make sure everything is okay.
It's
but
just terrible.
It wasn't as difficult as I thought it was going to be. But
just dilute.
Let me guess you made sure it was clean.
Oh, my gosh, yes. You can dip in there and clean out of that. You can cook out of that bad boy. That's how clean it was. So.
Oh, boy.
Twiggy, I heard you were still mad about this. Someone asked you about it recently, and you were like, mm-mm.
People always do, and I'm like, okay, if y'all want him to still be married in his key work, let's not talk about it. Because I really was, I don't think I've ever been that mad at him. I was ready to leave him, because this is just stupid that you would...
Did you
hang my ass on top
exactly,
of the toilet?
Exactly, that's what I was hanging your ass on top of the toilet.
Now, certainly when something like this happens, Twiggy, you have to tell somebody. Like, this is a... go-to move for the ladies is now they have to share it with somebody so they can bear their burdens, you know, kind of get the... Who was your first call, do you think?
My mama.
You told your mom.
Oh.
Yeah.
I think that's and wrong right there, and I'm very upset about that.
Like, she should protect you.
My mom is Team Donovan.
Yeah, she loves me.
I mean, seriously, I have to check her to say, okay, remember, you had me, not him. She is Team Donovan.
Right.
But, yeah, she wasn't Team Donovan after me. She didn't believe it at first.
When did her mom...
She could not believe he did that.
When did her mom say something to you?
She never did.
She's never spoken about it.
No. She never has.
She hasn't.
Boy, it was right before Christmas, too.
I know. This you got to buy a nice.
What if you gave your mother-in-law that?
Yeah, not
this
year.
Give it to her this year. Just leave it
he
there.
He wants to live.
Like the last day you're visiting, don't you go visit down there for holidays?
And then, hey, Merry Christmas,
yeah,
everybody.
Like as you're driving home, you shall call.
Yeah.
Norm, do you want to go back to a single show?
Dude, I'll give you $20.
If he does
$20?
Yeah, don't ask Norm that.
All right, he does that.
$30.
I think right after the funeral, I'll be back to the
Norm is like, yes. Yes.
What do I have to do? What do I have
Dear
to do?
God, deck
I'll do it. Norm would drive to Gilbert to do it and blame it on me to get his single show back.
Does he ever go out
just
at night by
the
lake?
Bathroom.
Yes. He breaks into your house and frames you with a second one.
He rips the whole shower curtain down ring by ring as he wipes out off the...
And the only thing he's thinking about, the bubble in his head, is a single show. Oh my God, solo again. Solo again.
Do you think he lacks the agility to pull this off?
I think Norm has a problem maybe going into the regular part.
You know, Norm, it's really a young man's game.
Yeah, I'm going to pay my $30 to get Norm to do that.
Don't worry, he'll bring an intern.
He'll have the intern to do it. Help me up. Help me up.
Stop it.
Darius is just crying. Helping a naked Norm on top. Oh, my God. Now, if that doesn't make the promo, damn it.
You know how...
Wow.
That's awful.
My face hurts.
You know how some people would... like Corby, they would do the JJT tweet thing to their wife, and then they would record it and send it in. I wonder if this will spur anybody to some P1s to try this at home and send in the audio.
Oh, no.
I don't think there's a chance, but that's what you want to do.
I mean, we would advise against it.
It's the 25th anniversary of the ticket.
How did they, but if you really care about the ticket,
we need bits.
Talk you into.
I'm
going to
say
this.
Wives beat your husbands if they do.
maybe a wife can toss this for her husband.
Right.
Norm,
it's 2019, Twiggy.
He wasn't talked into this.
No, I wasn't talked into.
He did it on his own.
Okay, but
he acted.
Where
alone.
Did he get the idea from?
Bob.
Who presented it?
Bob.
So I have to say to Dan, I have to apologize because all this time I thought
you,
that
Twiggy.
Dan was the ringleader in this whole mess. Pun intended. And now I find out that it's Bob who presented that. So
yep.
Now I'm salty with Bob. Now I'm gonna
man, Twiggy, this breaks my heart.
Bob, when you were a young lad just leaving Liberty, did you ever picture you'd be part of something like this?
No, not really, Norm. Not really.
thank you, fellas. Thank you, Twig. I love you.
You're not welcome.
I love you. Give me kisses.
I love you, too.
Play us out, Donnie. Listen to this song. He used every line she said.
Then he just makes light of it, huh, Twiggy?
Yeah.
I wouldn't do that to you.
No, you wouldn't. No, wait a minute. Yes, you
All right, 11:31. We'll have
Beautiful.
The birdhouse next. Thank you, fellas. Thank you, Twig.
Legend.
Ticket. Upper Decker.